biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneylife.
That's right. It is now on Moneylife. Kyle Dennis joins us. He is co-founder and director of Biotech Breakouts. That's biotechbreakouts.com. That's part of the Raging Bull community, so it's ragingbull.com as well. On Twitter, Kyle's at Kyle W. Dennis. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Now, one of the things, we call it the Biotech Breakout of the Week, and a lot of times we are looking at something that is breaking out right now. But one of the things that you've mentioned that happens in your trading is, you know, you're going to see an idea, you've got multiple catalysts at work, you're going to go back and revisit something when something else happens. And there have been a couple of stocks that you've talked about on the show where fundamentally they may not be pure, hey, it's the biotech breakout of the week, start over again kind of thing, but they are back in your wheelhouse with you taking a follow-up look. Why don't we start there? And one of those was OncoSec, ticker symbol ONCS.
Yeah, so ONCS, I wanted to follow up on this one as a key educational point, because a lot of folks always ask me, hey, Kyle, why in the world do these stocks run up into the data events that you like to play? And it's because of things that happen like OncoSec. So we covered this one back in November, in early November, and saying that we thought that it could get up towards 150. It could be a really nice run-up catalyst event. And that was ahead of their phase two data for melanoma, which they're going to be presenting at a conference coming up. Well, it just turns out that that stock was at about $1.10 when we were discussing it, and a couple of institutions started adding in, 0.72 Asset Management being one of them, which is Steve Cohen's hedge fund now. And what do you know? They had some data that came out, the one that we were expecting, and the stock went from $1.10 and it hit a high of about $2.50 the other day. So a huge 100% plus move. That big move is the exact reason why a lot of people like to start playing these catalyst events. Now, I didn't hold through the data event. I sold it beforehand, like planned. A lot of the folks that I was talking through the trade with did hold through the event and made a ton of money. But that big type of move with this positive data coming out is the reason why a lot of these ones, especially cancer plays, move significantly ahead of these events.
The other side of this is, because I just have to ask, when you see, like, hey, if they held on through the event and they made great money, you always say you don't want to do it. Do you ever get tempted? Like when you watch something like that, does that ever make you say, look what I could have done? Because you don't seem to be a woulda, coulda, shoulda kind of guy to me. And yet it sucks leaving it on the table.
Yeah, you know, I highly debated with myself about holding this one through. One is because I've done a lot of research into this company and I was pretty confident the data was going to be good. Then I saw the, you know, Steve Cohen's with his 0.72 Asset Management, adding it to a couple of other funds that I didn't recognize, took big positions ahead of the data. But I just made it a rule for myself really not to ever hold through, or if I do, just with some play money, just with some money that I'm saying, hey, if I lost 50% of this, you know, on the bad data that came out, it's not going to bother me too much. But most of the time, yeah, you're right. I'm not a shoulda, coulda, woulda type of guy. I'm happy with the great catalyst run. And then when I see this big pop on the data, it makes me even happier because that means the other catalyst plays that I'm looking at are probably going to have better runs because people are looking at what happened with OncoSec and they're thinking, hey, this can be the next OncoSec. It'll run bigger into that event. So I just like when stuff comes out with good data, and whether I hit it or miss it, I think it's okay.
Now, OncoSec isn't the only thing that we're following up on today. You had another deal where Melinta Therapeutics was actually the secondary player. It, of course, was part of a merger deal. It's now the primary player. Melinta is MLNT. Explain what's going on there.
Sure. So we talked about Sempra a while back, about their antibiotic company, and they're merging with this company called Melinta. I was looking at it beforehand because I wasn't sure whether it would run up or down into that merger event. It turns out it ran down, and just a few days ago, Melinta and Sempra completed their mergers. They did a reverse split. They changed the name of the company from Sempra to Melinta on the public markets, and the new ticker is MLNT. Now, the company has a more diverse pipeline of drugs. They have a more diverse shareholder base, and they still have those catalysts upcoming that are likely in December. The catalyst, just to remind you guys, is a phase 2 data release for this drug called Taxta, which is an antibiotic drug that they've used overseas in Europe for many, many years, and it's very safe to use. They've never had any problems with it. So it makes me think the phase 2-3 data release upcoming for this new company, Melinta, is going to read out positive. So that makes me very intrigued, not only for a run-up, you know, but I'll have to have that same debate with myself whether I want to hold to the event, because I'm very high on that data coming out and being a positive event. But one thing that's a little bit troublesome with this company is, since they did do a reverse split, it's a new company and everything, there is a bit of risk involved because there's the volume's kind of low, and there's a large spread between the price you'd want to buy at and the price you'd want to sell at. So it's inherently a little bit risky, and it moves up and down very quickly because of that. So there's a little bit of risk involved. But that being said, I do like this one going forward.
And do you have shares in Melinta?
I don't have shares right now. I just added it to my watch list 2 days ago, and I've been starting to watch it. It's 52-week lows. Is it about 10.25? And it's at about 12 right now. I think between this $11 and $12 level looks like a really good spot to potentially pick it up. And if the catalyst run does work, I expect it to get up towards 14 or more per share over the course of the next month and a half.
And I did not ask about OncoSec. Do you have shares there?
No, I don't have any shares of OncoSec right now. I did on that catalyst run that we had, but I sold it out before the data event occurred.
Well, Kyle, great to get the updates. Great to know what you're looking at, and always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Chuck.
Kyle Dennis is the co-founder and director at Biotech Breakouts. That's biotechbreakouts.com for when you want more information. Part of the Raging Bull community, which of course is at ragingbull.com. You can follow Kyle on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. All right. We're about to head for home on the November 10th edition of Money Life. Up next, Sandy Villery from the Villery Equity and the Villery Balance Funds, old line money management firm with an interesting style. He'll be here for the Money Life Market Call when we return right after this message.